Molly Tucker, Country Couture. The news at noon here is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter what their physical impairment or mental condition.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump now threatening to punish Russia with tariffs if there is no deal to end the war in 90 days. The president meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte about more weapons shipments to Ukraine. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with more.
Yesterday he said, I'm very disappointed with President Putin. He said he's somebody that talks so beautifully and then he'll bomb people at night. We don't like it. We've heard the president ramp up his rhetoric and his frustration against Putin, talking about how frustrated he is that Putin may be standing in the way of a peace deal. He's dangled the idea of more sanctions.
And now the idea of more tariffs. Nine people were killed in a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts overnight. Many of the 30 or so who were hospitalized had to be carried down ladders by firefighters because they were immobile. Wildfire at the Grand Canyon's North Rim growing rapidly over the weekend. It destroyed the Grand Canyon Lodge. This is ABC News. It was a high-flying weekend for the man who can leap tall buildings in a single bound. Here's ABC's Mike DeBusky.
No matter what you do to me, Luther, your plans won't work.
Superman soared to $122 million at the box office this weekend, the third best debut of the year so far, behind only Lilo and Stitch and a Minecraft movie. Jurassic World Rebirth, meanwhile, was relegated to the number two slot, adding $40 million. That's a 57% drop from its opening last weekend. And F1, starring Brad Pitt, took home the bronze, bringing in $13 million in its third weekend. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Hopefully you don't have too many of these laying around the house. Listen, do if you do. However, a new study in the journal Pediatrics says there's been a dramatic uptick in cases of kids under the age of six accidentally eating nicotine pouches like Zyn, many of them left sitting around the house, left there by adults. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the news at noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the news at noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy and balmy conditions, muggy too with a high of 87. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible, a low of 65. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and muggy with a high of 90. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 57, it's 83 degrees.
at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. They're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at WCCU.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Proposed legislation to withhold the salaries of suspended judges was introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature on Thursday. The bill comes following the suspension of Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan, who was criminally charged after being accused of helping a non-documented immigrant avoid arrest by immigration authorities in her courtroom. The legislation was co-authored by State Representative Shea Sortwell and State Senator Corey Timsick, who said Judge Dugan should not be continuing to collect her pay while facing federal charges. Months after the completion of the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Judge Chris Taylor has announced record fundraising for next year's election. This week, Judge Taylor's campaign announced it has raised nearly $584,000, with nearly 4,800 contributions from all 72 Wisconsin counties during the first fundraising period of the campaign. That mark is significantly higher than the roughly $460,000 raised by Justice-elect Susan Crawford's campaign through this point last year. A recent United Way study found one in three Wisconsin families are struggling to afford basic expenses. According to the study, about 24% of Wisconsin households are identified as ALICE families by the organization, meaning asset limited, income constrained, and employed. The designation covers families with enough income to remain above the federal poverty line, but are unable to afford basic needs like housing, childcare, and transportation. The study also found the number of ALICE families in the state has grown by about 12% since 2010. Wisconsin residents will now have one less thing to worry about as they're going through airport security. Under new regulations from the Transportation Security Administration, no Wisconsin airports will require passengers to remove their shoes when they're moving through the security line. Officials say the change was made because of a pilot program that showed the Transportation Security Administration had the equipment needed to screen travelers going through security properly while allowing them to keep their shoes on. A coalition focused on protecting Wisconsin's lakes from wake-enhanced boating is ready for challenges. Fred Prenn is a former chair of the State Natural Resources Board and a board member of the Lakes at Stake Coalition. He says their goal is simple, sound regulation based on science to protect glacial lakes of Wisconsin. Wake boats have ballast tanks, which create wakes large enough to surf behind. Lakes advocates say the downforce created scours lake bottoms to the detriment of fish habitat and water quality. More than 40 local ordinances prohibit or restrict their use in the state, which Prenn says is ground zero for the wake boat industry. Wake boat owners in Burnett County have filed suit against a local town board, claiming an ordinance prohibiting the boats on four shallow lakes is preventing them from using their properties. Prenn says the Lakes Coalition is ready to respond to such legal challenges and to defend local control of Wisconsin's lakes. Last week's decision by the UW System Board of Regents to raise tuition was unanimous, but not one taken lightly. Regent Ashok Ray said there were several considerations, including the recently passed state budget, inflation, and the likely loss of federal funding that supports students on UW campuses. System President Jay Rothman noted tuition has become a larger piece of the budget as state funding has declined. Tuition will go up 5% system-wide this fall, except at UW-Green Bay, which will not take an optional 1% on top of the 4% increase Rothman proposed. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stiles says there are plenty of chances for people on Medicaid to find work. Speaking to WYSN's Upfront, the Janesville Republican said he sees plenty of open positions in his district. Around 60,000 Wisconsinites currently receiving Medicaid and Badger Care will now have to find work to keep those benefits under the recently passed Republican tax cut and spending bills. The congressman also said he does not support offering amnesty to undocumented workers who have been caught up in immigration raids, but rather sees the increased enforcement as a first step towards fixing legal immigration. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the Emergency Services Department of Amplify Bellin Health's Green Bay Hospital Saturday. Lisa Hale reports.
She was there to gauge the impact that cuts to Medicaid will have. ER physician Dr. Bradley Burmeister told her the cuts will be felt at the care level.
By both law and our moral ethics as emergency physicians, we like taking care of everyone whenever they need it. I don't even know what type of insurance people have.
Right.
But when we're going to see less people on Medicaid and we're going to have folks skimming off the top for profit, that really sort of puts the squeeze on us to make sure we can continue viability and so we can continue to deliver the care that we need.
Senator Baldwin said when talking about the budget bill that it's about more than just numbers. It's about the people.
And let me be very clear. This measure that was passed last week will hurt our state. This bill will hurt the over 270,000 Wisconsinites who will have their health care terminated. 270,000. That's just about the entire population of Brown County. Just think about that.
Baldwin encourages people to continue contacting their senators and representatives and even state lawmakers to encourage a reversal of the Medicaid cuts.
A new lawsuit challenges Wisconsin's congressional district maps, claiming they are unconstitutional due to anti-competitive gerrymandering. The lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy argues that the maps stifle electoral competition. The lawsuit comes 2 weeks after the state Supreme Court refused to hear two similar redistricting cases. Republicans hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 U.S. House seats, but only 2 of the GOP districts are considered competitive. Wisconsin Democrats held a 5-3 advantage in 2010 before Republicans redrew the congressional maps. Former Wisconsin Republican Congressman Sean Duffy has a new job. President Donald Trump on Wednesday appointed Duffy, who is already the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, as the acting administrator of NASA. Trump's previous nomination for the position was American financial businessman Jared Isaacman, an associate of billionaire Elon Musk. His name was withdrawn before the Senate could take it up for a vote. A bill in the Wisconsin legislature looks to limit outdoor balloon releases. The proposal from Democratic lawmakers would prohibit release of 10 or more Mylar balloons at one time. Mylar balloons are believed to cause harm to the environment as well as power outages. The bill does not apply to balloons released for scientific or meteorological purposes. If it becomes law, violators would face a $500 fine. Similar legislation has been passed in several other states. The measure is expected to be taken up when lawmakers return to Madison for the fall. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.99 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 6.7 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 29.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.66 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of 73 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.11 a gallon. The national average is down a half cent per gallon from a month ago and stands 37.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 3.2 cents in the last week and stands at $3.68 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "With oil prices posting a modest uptick last week, the national average price of gasoline also inched slightly higher, with just over half of U.S. states seeing increases, while nearly two dozen saw declines." He added, "As we approach the midpoint of the summer driving season, gasoline inventories remain just below average, while diesel inventories are considerably tighter, keeping upward pressure on diesel prices. While renewed tariff discussions could weigh on oil markets due to concerns about economic growth, absent any major developments, we expect the national average to remain range-bound in the low $3 per gallon area while it has spent much of the summer." Many people are looking forward to fun festivals this summer. As usual, scammers are taking advantage of the building excitement. This time, they are cashing in with phony tickets and even fake events. BBB Scam Tracker has received numerous reports from people who purchased fake tickets to actual events or events that have yet to be materialized. To spot a fake festival, research before you buy. Search online for the festival's name and ensure the name advertised matches the website. Scammers often use names that sound similar to those of real festivals. Check for working contact information. The festival website should have a real phone number and email address. Watch out for prices that sound too good to be true. There's no way a festival can offer tickets at extremely low prices without losing money. If the prices are much lower than elsewhere, it's likely a scam. If you are planning to make a purchase, pay with a credit card. You can dispute the charges if the business doesn't come through. Be wary of online sellers that don't accept credit cards. Look for secure sites. The website should begin with HTTPS. The extra S is for security, and have a lock symbol on the address bar. Avoid tickets sold on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and other free online listings. Scammers are skilled at providing realistic tickets and fake receipts. Check out third-party ticket sites at bbb.org before making purchases. For more information, read BBB's tips for buying tickets to an event. For general information on how to avoid scams, visit bbb.org/avoidscams. It is a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. The National High School Rodeo Finals are underway. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 84 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. The National High School Rodeo Finals began last night in Rock Springs, Wyoming. In barrel racing last night, Sage Kite of Oxford placed 14th with a time of 18.236. In the boys' cutting performance, Cade Parrish of Laval placed 7th with a score of 198. In the goat tying performance, Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 17th with a time of 11.08. In the pole bending performance, Maddie McBride of Holman placed 3rd with a time of 21.271. In the steer wrestling performance, Toy Ragetz of Cassville placed 10th with a time of 23.87. And in the tie down roping performance, Kyan Nelson of Toma placed 9th with a time of 13.33. The National High School Rodeo Finals run through Saturday. Experience a classic movie in a historic space presented in partnership with the River Valley Film Club and American Players Theater. The 39 Steps, a classic comedy thriller and a highlight of Alfred Hitchcock's directing career, will be shown at the Hillside Theater tonight. It was first shown at Taliesin in 1935. The film will be shown tonight at 6 at the Hillside Theater. Tickets priced at $10 can be purchased online at taliesinpreservation.org/events. The Muscadet Utility Department will be flushing hydrants tomorrow through Thursday. During the flushing process, you may experience temporary water discoloration or pressure drop. This is a normal and expected occurrence. If you notice any discoloration in your water, it is recommended to turn on the faucet and let it run for a few minutes until the water is clear. For any questions or concerns related to the hydrant flushing process, contact the office at 608-739-3182. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 at 800 North 6th Street in Muscadet. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss improvements on Wisconsin Highway 60 from Wisconsin Highway 80 in Muscadet to U.S. Highway 14 in Gotham in Richland County. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend. If unable to attend or for more information, contact Wisconsin DOT Project Manager Brian Meyer by calling 608-789-5676. The proposed project includes intersection upgrades, pavement improvements, speed reduction in Orion, drainage improvements, updated roadside barriers, and realignment of Highway 60 west of County Highway TB. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2027. The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now to keep the blood supply strong this summer. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves, especially in the face of summer challenges that can quickly cause blood and platelet reserves to drop. In addition to summer fun and holidays, severe summer weather can have a sudden impact on the ability to collect blood and platelets. Scheduling and keeping donation appointments are crucial this month to ensure blood products are constantly available in the weeks to come for all patients, including those in trauma situations that may require several life-saving transfusions. Two blood drives will be held Wednesday. One will be held from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. A second will be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. All blood types are needed, and donors who don't know their blood type can learn it after donation. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Public Health Sauk County is accepting nominations for the 2025 Public Health Excellence Awards, a new recognition program. The awards honor people and groups who help improve the health and well-being of Sauk County residents and visitors. Public Health Sauk County encourages community members to nominate local health champions who deserve recognition for their work. Award categories include Public Health Lifetime Achievement Emergency Response Excellence, Mental Health Advocacy, Agricultural Health and Safety, Youth Advocacy, and Senior Advocacy. Nominations are open through July 31st. To submit a nomination, visit shout.com/s/CXJLHRE6. Winners will be honored at a special ceremony in October. The Richland Center High School Student Council has been hard at work this summer planning one of the community's favorite traditions, the Richland Center High School Homecoming Parade. Parade entry forms are now available. Local businesses, organizations, or community groups are invited to show their Hornet pride in front of hundreds of parade goers. Parade entry forms are available at the Richland Center Community Center, the Richland Center High School and District Offices, the Richland Observer, and here at WRCO. Entry forms can be turned in at RCHS or the District Office. For more information, go to richland.k12.wi.us/departments/homecoming.cfm. Today's winners of $200 each in the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle are Sheila Hendricks of Muscadet on ticket number 108 and Kelly Neitzel of Muscadet on ticket number 391. It's 84 degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too.
It's 83 degrees on this Monday afternoon, July 14th. WRCO News Time is 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City, West Arizona, died July 2nd. Graveside services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vernon Jenkins is survived by his brother, Gerald Jenkins of California, and many other relatives and friends. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City, West Arizona. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials in Fuzzy's name be directed to the Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society. Fuzzy Kiley is survived by two daughters, Kimberly, Kimmy, and Mark Ziegler of Richland Center in Garland, Texas, and Sheila Kiley and David Nelson of Charlotte, North Carolina. Two granddaughters, dear friend Frances Shepherd, special neighbors on Lexington Drive, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center. John W. Pop, 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or charity of choice. John Pop is survived by three children, Jeffrey and Lisa of Beloit, Amy and Stephen of Madison, and Eric and Katia of Minneapolis. Six grandchildren, a sister, Phyllis and Gordon of Muscadet, several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John W. Pop, age 79. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow the burial. Locally, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service on Tuesday from 4 until 7. Dennis Shoeburl is survived by his wife, Janet, six children, Jim and Lolene Shoeburl, David and Jenna Shoeburl, Mary Dysert, Lori Stern, Gail and Eric Johansson, and Stacy and Jeff Ostlin. Two stepchildren, Rick and Shirley Holler and Jim Holler, seven brothers and sisters, Milton and Sharon Shoeburl, Mark and Shirley Shoeburl, Alan and Doris Shoeburl, Roger Shoeburl, Jan and Denny Walbig, Judy and Dan Dahl, and Jane and Reginald Nordquist. Son-in-law, Donovan Small. Numerous grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a great-great-grandchild, and many other relatives and friends. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Louis Wilson is survived by his wife of 69 years, Kathleen, five children, Bruce and Ruth Wilson of Richland Center, Christina Cooley of Belleville, John Wilson of Cross Plains, Sean Walsh and Mike Harlan of Richland Center, Alex Wilson and Amanda Bauer of Madison. 11 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, siblings, Mildred Burkham of Clay Center, Nebraska, James Wilson and Brenda of Richland Center, Diane and Kit Kukanen of Waukesha, sisters-in-law, Virginia Wilson of Florida, Diane Wilson of Galesville, and Constance Foley of Sun Prairie, brother-in-law, Carlisle Wilkinson of Sun Prairie, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. Arlita Marks is survived by 5 daughters, Renee and Oliver Popova of Tucson, Arizona, Tina Mickelson of Avoca, Roberta and Jay Ledman of Richland Center, Carmen and Greg Heaps of Partyville, and Jackie and Eric Shipton of Las Vegas, Nevada. 7 stepchildren, John, Stephen, David, Brian, Beth, Barbara, and Susan in their families. 12 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Anita Steineck of Sellersburg, Indiana, a brother, Jerry and Janice Gillingham of Holman, sister-in-law, Sarah Gillingham, nieces and nephews, and an uncle. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Darren and Kara Steinmetz. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. A little bit on the warm and humid side as southwest winds continue to pull in moisture. There's been a few spotty showers up in northwest Wisconsin early this morning. They likely will not get here today or even tomorrow. But by late tomorrow night and Wednesday, things will be getting more active as a front settles in and low pressure swings in from the southwest. Could see fairly widespread thunderstorms break out by Wednesday afternoon and evening. Some of those may have some very heavy rainfall and gusty winds. That'll gradually wind down Thursday as it moves away, but still a few leftover light showers are possible Thursday. Cooler weather will be the rule for the end of the week as well, with temperatures a few degrees below normal. There could be another weather system moving in by Saturday afternoon with the next chance of showers. Here's that forecast for today. Hazy sunshine, warm and more humid, high near 87, southwest wind 5 to 13. Mainly clear tonight, some patchy fog possible, low in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and humid with highs around 90, south to southwest wind 8 to 15. Tuesday night, a few clouds and sticky, low in the upper 60s. On Wednesday, still warm and humid with patches of sunshine. Then scattered showers and storms are likely later in the day, high at 83. Thursday should be mostly cloudy with some showers likely through the early afternoon, cooler with peaks of sun later, lows in the mid-60s, high in the mid-70s. Friday mostly sunny and nice, low 58, high 78. Saturday clouds build in with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially by midday, high 81. Sunday still an isolated shower possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently 85 degrees in Richland Center with hazy sunshine. Our high yesterday was 84, followed by a low this morning of 57. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 85. The record high for this date, set in 1936, is 106. The record low, 45, was set in 1940. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 66. Sunset tonight will be at 8:40, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:35. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds, 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.11. Relative humidity is 60% and no precipitation to report. With hazy sunshine, it's 85 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Using ag data to tell the farm story to the non-farming public. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources and Conservation Service has been collecting ag data for 90 years, and they're not doing it just for fun. The agency puts those data to practical use, NRCS Chief Aubrey Betancourt.
A number of platforms that are affiliated with some of our soil health, some of our habitat work, and we're actually challenging the team to go back into our data. We know we started here on this resource concern in this critical watershed. What did we get when we made this investment over the last 10 years?
Betancourt says this action makes the data relevant to folks who are not part of the ag environment. And she adds, it also makes the farmer the hero in the story.
You wouldn't have gotten the water quality improvement in New York City from working with upstate dairymen, or the improvement in pollinator habitat, or the improvement in fish species or habitat development in waterways, if you hadn't invested in the farmer implementing those practices and keeping them farming on the landscape. I think that is why it's doubly important for NRCS, for all of us as partners, to be communicating that.
Betancourt says a deep analysis of conservation program data helps the NRCS know what's working and what isn't.
We start rewarding things that are successful. And what's successful is the farmer on the landscape engaging in voluntary conservation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's ACE, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's ACE for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
One less way to export grain from the Midwest. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that could potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. CHS has announced they will close their Superior, Wisconsin grain terminal this fall. The cooperative has notified the state of Wisconsin by letter saying 23 laborers will be out of work September 8th and two managers will be terminated at the end of the year. The Port of Superior facility was built in 1936 and could store 18.5 million bushels and load Great Lakes vessels at a rate of 80,000 bushels per hour. But grain shipments from the Twin Ports have been declining steadily for the past 40 years. CHS issued a written statement saying they are focused on driving growth and efficiency for the future, and they are committed to farmers in northern Minnesota, and they remain committed to providing access to global markets. CHS says they are closing the Superior site because of how grain flows through the supply chain. The president of the Kansas Farm Bureau says the next Make America Healthy Again report may not be as critical of crop protection tools.
It's not in black and white yet, but we have word that something's coming.
Joe Newland says leaders of State Farm Bureau organizations met with cabinet officials last week, and they were encouraged after conversations with the Department of Health and Human Services.
The pesticide issue that was released earlier may not be as big as what we thought it was.
He tells Brownfield the science is clear that pesticides are safe to use in agriculture. The U.S. Justice Department says California's egg regulations violate the Constitution and have contributed to higher egg prices. The lawsuit claims state laws oppose the Egg Products Inspection Act and points to Proposition 12's cage-free standards as a violation of the Supremacy Clause. Plaintiffs say within 2 years of the laws going into effect, the average price paid per dozen eggs was about 20% higher than it would have been without the regulations. USDA sees a decline in U.S. wheat production from 2024 to this year. The year-to-year dip is due to smaller planted and harvested area. USDA's average winter wheat yield estimate did rise a half a bushel on the month to just over 54 bushels per acre. That would be up 2.5 on the year. The lead atmospheric scientist with Nutrien Ag Solutions says his fears of a sustained midsummer drought are waning. Eric Snodgrass says several factors were in place for a better-than-average chance of a dry summer. He tells Brownfield there are some dry pockets, but the jet stream has predominantly kept warm ocean temperatures on the West Coast and supplied moisture to the Midwest. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's Weekly Livestock Market Update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the Weekly Livestock Market Update each week on Brownfield.
Come one, come all to the Blue River Farmers Market. Happening every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at beautiful Blue River Park, now through September 23rd. Shop local with a wide variety of fresh produce, flowers, baked goods, artisan crafts, natural products, candles, jewelry, jams and jellies, unique gifts, cotton candy, and so much more. Plus, don't miss Capella's Cuisine Food Truck and the sweet treats from Krieg's Candy with freeze-dried candy and snow cones. It's fun for all ages and full of small-town charm with big-time flavor. Interested in being a vendor? Call or message the Friends of Blue River on Facebook. The Blue River Farmers Market, where community, creativity, and good eats come together.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to its typical quiet start for a Monday. Bids and asking prices are set to be established as the week progresses. Last week, the bulk of trade took place Thursday and Friday. Northern dress business had a range of 368 to 382, $10 higher than the previous week's weighted average. Southern live deals had a range of 225 to 240, $4 to $6 higher on the week. Boxed beef was lower at midday, with both choice and select down 58 cents each. Choice was marked at 378.06, select at 365.91. According to the statewide weekly cattle auction summary for Missouri, feeders under 650 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher last week, and heavier weights were steady to $5 higher across the state. The supply of feeders was moderate, with several auctions seeing some larger consignments. USDA says demand was good to very good, with the rising cost of yearlings pulling up the price of calves. The state's feeder supply included 54% steers, and 49% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 550 to 599 pounds, brought 360 to 431. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 600 to 649 pounds, sold for 285 to 385. Cash hogs were mostly steady at midday, with no trends established at the National Daily Direct. The market has been inconsistent in recent weeks. While demand has been relatively strong on the global stage, ongoing uncertainties have been preventing any major moves higher. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Butcher hogs have no comparisons at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts at those markets are priced at $84. Slaughter sows have a range of $72 to $88. Boars are marked at $29. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady at $65 to $75. Slaughter sows were steady from $62 to $74. Boars were priced from $18 to $35. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.73 at $115.20. Bellies, hams, ribs, picnics, and loins were higher. Butts were lower. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hey,
Hey, sis.
How much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
Corn is higher, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are modestly lower, looking at a generally favorable development weather in the near-term forecast for most areas. Crush demand should remain strong on soybean oil demand expectations. August beans are down 5.5 at 998 and 3 quarters. September's 3.25 lower at 991 and 3 quarters. Adjusting product spreads, August meals down $2.50 at $267.80. August soybean oils up 25 points at 54. Corn's higher on short covering, monitoring development weather ahead of the weekly crop progress and condition numbers. There was good rain over the weekend in some areas with chances for more in parts of the region later this week. September's up 1.25 at 397.25 and December's 3 higher at 415.25. And wheat today is down. It's watching winter crop harvest activity and spring crop development conditions. Commodities in general would like to see some more clarity on new proposed tariffs against major trading partners. September Chicago's 5.75 lower at 539.25. September Kansas City's down 5.5 at 518.75. September Minneapolis is a dime lower at 603.75. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply on the recent trend in box beef, watching the distribution of this week's show list. Box beef was lower at midday, down 58 cents for both choice and select. August live's 277 lower at 219.42. October's down 287 at 216.82. August feeders are 540 lower at 319.92. And on technical selling and that drop in cattle, August hogs are $1.37 lower at 103.30. October leans down 227 at 88.37. Dollars up, crude oil is down, the Dow's about 45 higher. Brownfield.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
A growing need for food-grade grains. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The Artisan Grain Collaborative is connecting farmers who raise food-grade grain with end users across the Midwest. Shelby Kibler is co-owner of Field and Fire, a bakery based in Michigan. He was able to connect with a farmer to source wheat, spelt, and rye that he needed for his shop.
The connection has been really wonderful for both of us. It's, you know, it's risky all the time, and it is experimental where you have to constantly try new things to try to make things work. But at the same time, it feels really good for both his farm business and our business. And, you know, today's bread is so much better, and I feel like so much more healthy than it was back in the days when we first were operating, when we were buying the flour, which still was amazing flour. You know, it came from an hour away versus 15 minutes or 15 miles. And we get to mill it ourselves, which fresh milled, I feel like, is a pretty special flour.
He tells Brownfield he's looking forward to what's next.
Using, you know, eventually exclusively product that's grown within 20, 30, 40 miles from our bakery versus what is still true today is that we buy bread flour, which comes from a larger mill that isn't very local.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Come visit the Aiki School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The news this hour, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Not happy. President Trump expressed frustration with Russia's Vladimir Putin over escalating attacks on Ukraine. The president hosting NATO's Secretary General.